The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidan, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha B'Chol Ma'asi Yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimal. Today's daf is being studied the Anun Shmat of Ram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihanu B'Gan Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied the Fuash Shelema Shelomo Ben Miriam, Yosef Ben Sarah V'Sarah Bat Rachel. Inna Refana Lahim. Inna Refana Lahim. Inna Refana Lahim. Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf. Refuatam Kereba Labo V'Khen Yenotzom V'Nomar. Amen. Begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the words Lema Ketana'e, which is five lines from the bottom. We are discussing one specific case. The Gemara did not yet solve it. The case was where a person has Zivhe Shel Meh, Zivhe Shel Amim, Korban Shel Amim, and he has it in front of him. And it's after the Zirika, which means technically at this point over here it's edible. And he has next to that a piece of food, say a piece of bread. And he comes along and says, Zu kazu. This is like that. So the Gemara's question was, what does he mean? This is like this, and just like this is permissible now. For the bread is permissible now. He said it for whatever reason he said it. Or he means to say, this is like this, and just like this initially was asur. And how was it asur? Because he made it a nedir. So, right, he makes it asur. He says this is a korban shel amim, and just like initially this was asur before zrikat adam, so too he's coming to osir that food stuff. The Gemara went back and forth trying to bring proofs. Do you go like the language of the rishonim? Do you go with the hashta? Hashta means do you go with now, or do you go the meikara? Meikara, do you go from the beginning? At this point, the Gemara now is going to try to solve it and say, it's actually a machloket amongst the rabbis. It's a machloket amongst Tanaim. And the Gemara is going to solve it from a case of Bechor. Okay, now we know that Bechor is the first animal, firstborn animal from a kosher species that's born. So there's Kiddushah to the Bechor. And that goes to the Kohen. Right? And they slaughter it. And if they slaughter it, it becomes permissible. So they're going to start analyzing our case from the case of Kedushah of Bechor, the firstborn animal. The Gemara says, Lema ketana'e. Let us say that indeed this is a machloket, tana'im hare alai kebechor. Guy says, this food stuff over here is going to be to me like a Bechor. Rabbi Yaakov osir, Rabbi Yehuda matir. We have machloket. Now the Gemara says, what's the case? Echi dame. If we're talking about a Bechor, before they sprinkled its blood, how can anybody say that it's mutar? Because just like the Bechor before Zirikat Dam is Asur, so if he says that this is like Bechor before Zirikat Dam, Vadai, this item should be Asur. Nobody could say mutar. The Ilachar Zirikat Damim, if it's talking about where he says that this foodstuff over here will be like a Bechor after Zirikat Adam, my Ta'amah demand the Asar. Why should it become Asur? Because everybody agrees that Bechor after Zirikat Adam is permissible. So what's the case? We have a Machloket. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela Lav must be de Machit Basar Bechor u Machit Basar de Agabe. He has a piece of meat of Bechor in front of him. And he has a piece of meat, regular foodstuff in front of him. Ve'amar ze kaze. Oh, exactly like the case of Shel Amim. And he said, this will be like this. Ve'tana'i. And therefore, when you see, it is indeed a machloket, tana'im. That one rabbi says, ze kaze, you go according to what it is now. Therefore, since now it's permissible, therefore the foodstuff is permissible. The other shita says, no, you go what it was initially. And since initially it was Asur before Zidikat Dam, so too this food stuff over here is going to be Asur as well. So therefore, we have indeed a Machloket. So comes the Gemara and says, no. No. No proof. The Kulama lefne Zidikat Damim. I could argue with you that everybody holds really that you look at it as if it's lifnei zichat damin, and therefore really it should be asur. Umaytama demand deshari. Oh, so what's the reason why one rabbi says it's permissible? Amar kera ki yidor ad shi yidor bedavar hanadur. The pasuk says ish ki yidor neder lashem. Very important pasuk. We learned a very important hadush from this pasuk. Ki yidor neder. What's that double language? Ki yidor neder. So the rabbis learn over there. Pasuk just say ki yidor. What is ki yidor neder? So explanation is that when you make a neder and you want to attach it to something, the item you attach it to also has to be something that's asur because of neder. Ki yidor neder. Ad shi yidor bedavar hanadur la'apuke bechor. To exclude Bechor, the Davar Asuru. Bechor is Asur by itself, which means once it emerges out of its mother's womb, this animal, it's Kodesh already. You don't have to do anything to it to make it holy. That's not Asur Mishum Neder. So I could argue like this. Don't get involved with this Machloket of Bechor. Because I can tell you the Machloket of Bechor, really everybody holds, but you go to the initial, you go to the beginning. Which means when you have, let's see, Zekazeh, I can tell you what, that you consider it to go Meikaro, and therefore this piece of foodstuff is going to be Asur. And what's the reason why the other rabbi says Mutar? Because he says you can't make a neder like this, because Bechor is not an item that you can attach your Nidarim to. Why can't you attach your Nidarim to it? Because it's not that Davar Nadur. It's automatic. Oh, Uman de Asar. What about the one that says Asur? Why he doesn't go with this rule over here? Amar Kera Lahashem Lirabot Davar Asur. Pasuk says, "Ish ki yidor neder lahashem." Also, from the word lahashem, he says, even items that are holy from themselves, you can make a nedarim on them. Therefore, bechor, even though it's an automatic, he says, "So what? I have a pasuk that comes to lahashem. Even stuff that are holy, you can attach." So, therefore, there's no machloket over here. Is it before or after? Everybody, I can argue, says before. The machloket is over here. Is the neder a neder at all? One rabbi will say, yeah, the neder is a neder because it says Lashem. Another rabbi will say, no, it's not a neder, it's ki yidor. It's got to be an item that's the sukkos of vows. Oh, uman de shari. According to opinion that says it's got to be an item that's vowed. Lashem my avidle. What does he do with the word Lashem? Mivhele le matfiz behatat ve'asham. Oh, now he cuts the split hairs. He says, it's coming to include if somebody attaches his neder to a chatat or asham. Where a person comes along and says, this food stuff over here is going to be asur to me like a chatat or an asham. Now, even though a chatat and asham, especially a chatat asham, he's obligated to bring such a thing. So you might have thought that this item is, you cannot make a neder, attach it to it. Kamash ben Hashem says you can attach it and say this is going to be asur like that. Umara ita lirabot chatat v'asham unhotzi et habechor, which means why saying that chatat v'asham you can be matfis, but bechor no. I'll say the opposite. Maybe Hashem is coming. Maybe I'll tell Hashem is coming to include bechor and coming to exclude chatat v'asham, which is why one item of kedusha you're including and one item of kedusha you're excluding. I'll tell you why. Marbe ani chatat v'asham shum matfis beneder. Which means hatat and asham, true, I'm obligated to bring. Let's say a guy made a sin, he's obligated to bring hatat. But who designates the korban? He designates the korban. Which means he has to make the korban. This korban I'm bringing as a hatat. Also, the Muslims, he's doing it, that's considered like a neder he's making on it. Mashenken kedusha of bechor, it's automatic. It comes out of the womb, it's Kurdish. That's why he makes a look between hatat and asham and bechor. Oh, uman de asar. So what's the logic of the one that says it's asur, which means seemingly bechor comes out of the womb. It's automatic. It's holy. How can you come along and say the neder is a neder, and therefore the item that you can connect it to is asur? Bechor name matfiso benederu. Says you also matfis beneder. Why? The Tanya mishum Rabbi Amru, the name of Rabbi. They said minayin lenonad bechor betoch betosh shemitzvah lahakdisho.
How do I know that if a person has an animal bechor that's born in his house, how do we know it's a mitzvah for him to sanctify it? Shneimar hazachar takdish. So therefore, he holds what? That even though it's kadosh from the womb, but still there's a mitzvah to sanctify it. So since it's a mitzvah to sanctify, it's similar to like an item that you are making it asu benedir. Oh, uman deshari. And the one that says it's permissible. Kilo magdish le milo magdish. And if you didn't sanctify it, is it not kadosh? Which means he holds the sanctification is just a nice item to do. It's a mitzvah to do it. But it's not going to make it kadosh. If you didn't do it, it's still kadosh. So therefore, he holds what? It's like a certain item that you are matfis. So therefore, summary. When it comes to the Bechor issue, no proof to what we're talking about. Because I can tell you the argument of Bechor is, can you matfis at all by Bechor or not? One rabbi says, you can't be matfis by Bechor. Matfis means I can osir this item to compare it to a Bechor. And what's the logic why I can do such a thing? Because even though Bechor intrinsically is kadosh when it comes out of the womb, but I still have to sanctify it. I still have to say this is holy. So he says, that's not, that's like osiring a benedit. Other rabbi says, no. Bechor is an automatic. It's holy from the Rechem, and therefore you cannot say this is Asud like that, because this is Asud intrinsically good. So leave Bechor out of the picture. Go back to our original question, comes out according to this Gemara, no answer. Back to our question. Guy has a piece of food over here, guy has the Shilamim over here, Zeh Kazeh. Now we all agreed in this Gemara that you can be Matfis by a Korban, because the Korban, you are making it holy. The question only was, you go initially, or do you go according to what it is now, right? Hashta or the Mikara. Gemara doesn't answer it. So what do you do in such a case when the Gemara doesn't answer it? So we look at the Ran. They look at the Ran on the fourth line on top of the Amud. Ulinyan halacha katav Ramban zal bil chotav dinihi de bayanacha lo ifseta. The Gemara did not resolve its question. I beikaro kamatfis or beheterak kamatfis. You go initially or do you go what it is now? Nachtinan de behetera kamatfis. So the Ramban came along, we go lakel, and therefore we say behetera, which means you go according to what it is now, and therefore the maaseh. The guy says this is like this, it's according to what it is now, and therefore the piece of food is mutar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Keimra kedirim. Remember we learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah was following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was what? That whenever you're going to osir an item, and you're going to compare it to something else, like a korban item, you have to say the prefix chaf. If you remember, Rabbi Yehuda's example was, you have to say kirushalayim. I'm osiring this item like Yerushalayim. What is like Yerushalayim? Like the korbanot that are brought in Yerushalayim. Kedirim, like the animals that are in the pen. Ke'etzim, like the wood that's on the mizbeach. That's what all the cases of the Mishnah had the chaf prefix to it. Yeah. Comes the Gemara and brings a braita. Tana, we have a braita. Imra. Imra is like a sheep. And he says, this item should be like a sheep. Now, what sheep are we talking about? The sheep that's brought on the mizbeach, like the korban ola, or another sheep that is a korban. So look at the languages over here. You don't need chaf. You could say imra, le imra, or ke imra. Dirim, le dirim, ke dirim. Etzim, la etzim, ka etzim. Ishim, la ishim, ke ishim. That's the fire. You're comparing it to the fire of the mizbeah, which is called this. Mizbeah, la mizbeah, ka mizbeah. All legal terminologies. Hechal, hechal is like the sanctuary. La hechal. Kaichal, Yerushalayim, Lirushalayim, Kirushalayim, Kulan Sheochelach, which means what I'm going to eat by you is Yerushalayim, Lirushalayim, Kirushalayim. Any terminology, what's the deen? Asur. So stop right there. This cannot be going like the Biyuda. Because the Biyuda only lets you get with the Ke. And he doesn't go with other languages, le in regular languages. Good, so right away we know this is not, this Braita is not Adiba, the Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just continue the Braita. Lo ochal lecha, or if he says the same terminology, what I'm not going to eat from you is like this stuff over here, so mutar.
So then already everything is mutar. Because what I'm not going to eat from you is like this. So what I'm going to eat from you is mutar, not a problem. Now the Gemara says, man shamainan le. Who's the opinion that we heard? Delo shani le imra, le imra ke imra. Which opinion doesn't need the chaf? Rabbi Meiri. Good, that's Rabbi Meiri. So if this braita is not the biyuda, because the biyuda needed the chaf. But we're finding now that Rabbi Meir was the one that argues on the biyuda. He doesn't need a chaf. Good, so the braita is Rabbi Meir. Kabbalah says, Ema sefa. We have a problem from the sefa, but then, if you're saying this braita doesn't mean why? The chulan lo ochal lecha mutar. Now, v'chulan lo ochal lecha mutar, which means, seemingly it should be okay. Seemingly this should make sense according to the biyuda. Because what is he saying? V'chulan lo ochal lecha, which means what I'm not eating is going to be like a korban. Which means what? What I am eating is nothing. Yeah. So seemingly it should be okay. What he's not going to eat, he's not going to eat. And what he's going to eat, he is going to eat. So therefore, lechaora, it shouldn't be a problem to say mutar. But if you remember that we gave an interpretation, for example, Rabbi Abba, he said it in Rabbi Meir. Speak it outside for a second. When a guy says, le korban ma shelo ochal lecha. We interpreted that language, le korban ma shelo ochal lecha, we meant like this. What your foodstuff to me is like a korban. Therefore, lo ochal lecha. But come after the korban. Le korban. It is a korban. And since your foodstuff is a korban, lachen lo ochal lecha. That's the way we interpreted it according to Rabbi Meir. If that's the case, say the same thing over here. Yerushalayim. Meaning, your foodstuff is like Yerushalayim. Therefore, lo ochal lecha. Therefore, it should be asur. Based on the way we interpreted Rabbi Meir al-Butkot Rabbi Abbas Hiddush, lecha olat is braita, is not consistent with that. And the Gemara says, v'atenan, le korban lo ochal lecha. Rabbi Meir Osir, the Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yehuda explained that Na'asa Komer Le Korban Yehe Lefichach Lo Ochal Lecha. So why is this mutar? Gemara's answer. Lakashya Had the Amar Lo Le Imra Had the Amar Le Imra. It's the same answer that we gave on the Amud Bet of yesterday's daf. The difference between a patah and a sheva, which means when he says a sheva, it means like this: le imra. Yes, this will be like a sheep. Mashelo ochal lecha. Oh, if you say that, so that means le imra or le korban, same thing. Therefore, what I'm eating, to use me a korban, kama lachen lo ochal lecha. But if he comes along and says la korban or la imra, which means it's not an imra, what I am not going to eat. Oh, let's go back. That means what? What I am going to eat is a korban. He don't go with this business of mechlal lav ata shomeya. And he doesn't go with implications to be here. Therefore, mutar. I'll tell you the difference again. There's going to be a difference if he puts a sheva, that's the two dots, or he puts a patah. The guy comes along and says like this. Let's give the example that the Gemara says, le'imra. Le'imra means like a korban. It's a korban, it's a sheep. If he comes along and says, le'imra ma shelo ochal lecha. That means like he's saying, see this food stuff over here of yours? It's le'imra. It's like a korban. Therefore, lachen lo ochal lecha. Beautiful. But if he comes along to the food stuff and says, la'imra, it's not a korban, what I don't eat from you. Implying what I do eat from you is a korban. Rabbi Meir will say, mutar. Why? Because he doesn't work with implications. He doesn't go with the smichla lav. Atashumayahin. Comes the Gemara and continues. New Mishnah. Ha'omer. Korban ola. Mincha. Hatat. Toda. Shelamim. She'ani ochel lecha. Asur. Okay, straightforward. The food stuff that I'm going to eat from you is like a ola, minha, hatat, todash, tamim, all types of korbanot. So that's not an implication. That's straightforward. That's going to be asur. The biyuda matir. Why? Because again, the Yehuda Shita is you got to put a chaf. You have to say kik korban. And the reason why the Mishnah has to tell me this over here, because you might have thought that maybe this case is different, because maybe like this case is more like an item that's a suit already, like pigul and notar, where we said the Yehuda does not need a chaf, because those items are intrinsically like a suit. They had to be suit on it already. Kamash malan, that no. These words over here are more terminology words, but they don't imply isur, like the Ran explained to us. Therefore, even according to the Yehuda, he has to use the terminology ke'asham, ke'hatat, ke'ola. So the Yehuda says, until you put the chaf prefix, mutar, the neder is not a neder. Hakorban, ke'korban, korban, she'ochal lecha, asur. Okay, also terminologies. Like Rabbi Meir, he says, hakorban, ke'korban, ke'korban, she'ochal lecha, what am I going to eat? It's going to be asur. Very good. Le korban lo ochal lecha, the bimi ir osir. Now, what's the logic of this? Like Rabbi Abba explained. When he says, le korban lo ochal lecha, he's really saying, what I'm going to eat from you is korban. Therefore, lo ochal lecha. Just like Rabbi Abba, this is the source of it now. Okay, therefore, the bimi ir osir. It's not an implication, it's all one long statement. Now, the Gemara says, Ketani. Now I'm going to read the Hagahot Bach, the Bach in Gimal, as you see. Just a little more precise Girsa in this Gemara. So I'm going to read that. Ketani. Hakorban, kekorban, korban, sheochal lecha, asur. Okay, continue the Gemara's language now. Stamatana kerabi meir. Obviously, that is following Rabbi Meir. De lo shani le, continue the Bach, ben imra le imra ke imra. Which means, our Mishnah obviously is going like Rabbi Meir. How do I know that? Because he doesn't need davka de lashon ke. If the Mishnah was going like Rabbi Yehuda, the only terminology that would work would be a terminology that has the chaf prefix. But according to Al Mishnah, you could say korban or had korban, lek korban. All these languages are okay. Just like in the previous brayta that we saw, it's enough for him to say imra, le imra. All these languages over here, you don't need chaf. Okay, which is good. So comes the Gemara and says ira bimeir. But if you want to say Al Mishnah, you don't need the chaf. Ha diktani ha korban she'ochal lecha asur. What are you going to do with the last statement of the Mishnah? HaKorban she'ochal lecha asur. Now the Gemara has another question on this terminology. When you say a korban, the korban she'ochal lecha, then I'm neat. Not the last case of the Mishnah. HaKorban she'ochal lecha. We took it for granted. What I'm going to eat from you is going to be a korban. What's the problem with that case? Gemara wants to say that everybody's going to say in that case, it's not a nidr. Why? Even the rabbis that don't need the chaf, they agree to the biyuda. Beomer hakorban veha'ola veha'mena veha'hatat she'ochal lecha shemutar. Shelo nadar zeh behaye korban. When a guy comes along and says hakorban, he doesn't mean to say the food's going to be like a korban. Hakorban means that this stuff is going to be asur in the life of the korban, b'chayei ha-korban, which is like I say, as long as this animal is alive, this item is asur. That's not a lashon neder. To be matfish, you have to say this asur like this, not asur in the life of the item. That's not language. So therefore, the Gemara is asking, the ruling of the Mishnah doesn't make sense. The truth of it is, I don't care who the author of the Mishnah is. The author of the Mishnah happens to be the Rabbi Meir. Yeah. Side point. Mm-hmm. But it really doesn't matter who the author of the Mishnah is. That line in the Mishnah doesn't make sense regardless, because the Mishnah is saying, when a guy has a food stuff in front of him, he says, this item over here is a hakorban. Mishnah said, asur. So what are you talking about? We have everybody opinions hold when you do that, mutar. You know why? Because hakorban really means behaye korban. In the life of the Qurban. Life of the Qurban doesn't make an item asur. So how can a Mishnah say it's asur? So the Gemara says, La kashya, ha de amar, ha korban, v'hada amar ha-korban. Okay, different languages over here. Look at the Ran on top. Kilomar. Dehi amar ha-korban with the he in front of it. Ha lehve korban ka-amar. Like the language of the Mishnah. Ha-korban, one word that's considered what? Like a korban. But if you say ha, meaning he aleph, ha, korban, that means behaye ha-korban. Haye ha-korban is nothing. Okay, you're learning terminologies now. So the Gemara says, my ta'ama. What's the reason when ha korban is nothing? Haye korban ka'amar. Okay, it's haye korban ka'amar. The life of the korban. Now we get to the last case of the Mishnah. Ketani, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, le korban lo ochal lecha. When a guy comes along and says, le korban lo ochal lecha, right? What I'm not going to eat from you is a korban. Rabbi Meir oser. What do you mean, Rabbi Meir oser? Ve'ad le'te Rabbi Meir mechlal avata shomayahen. He doesn't go with implication. And therefore, what is he really saying? What I'm not going to eat for you is going to be a korban. Masma what? What I am going to eat is okay. What do you mean? Why should it be asur? He doesn't go with implications, which is where he says, what I'm not going to eat from you is let's say, not a korban. Implying that what I am going to eat from you is a korban. Why should it be miro said? That's implications. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Abba na'asa ke'omer la korban yehe. Lefichach lo ochel lecha. Same answer as Rabbi Abbas. We said this 3 times already. That what? That case is, he tells the guy, your food stuff to me is le korban. Kama. Lefichach lo ochel lecha. That's not an implication. That's already a straight statement without an implication. That is the way we understand Rabbi Meir. Les Mishnah of the Perek. Ha'omer lechavero. Kunam pi medaber imach. Kunam, already we learned already, is a kinui. That's a terminology of neder. We're saying, kunam pi medaber imach. My mouth is forbidden to speak to you. It's asur for me to speak to you. So that's what he's saying. Yadai ose imach. Or I'm asur osering the hands to do work for you. Raglayim mehalechit amcha, or my legs to walk with you. Asur. That's an edir, and already he's osir himself on his friend in these things. It's verbally, with his hands, with his legs. You get what I was going to explain exactly what we're talking about over here. Which is basically saying, when I'm speaking to you, should be asur to me like a korban. What I'm working for you with my hand should be asur to me like a korban. What I'm walking, doing for you should be asur like a korban. These are the 3 things he says. So comes the Gemara and analyzes. Urminu, Chomer b'shvuot b'nedarim u'b'nedarim b'shvuot. Now we know there's 2 items. There's a neder and there's a shvuah. Different mechanics. Neder has a chumrah that shvuah doesn't have, and shvuah has a chumrah that neder doesn't have. The Gemara is going to explain to you what these chumrot are. Chomer b'nedarim, shanedarim halin ala mitzvah kibirshut, mashe'en ken b'shvuot. Okay, first item. Nedarim are stringent. You know why? Nedarim can land or fall on mitzvot, but a shivuah cannot. For example, a guy come along and say, neder alai, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. Sukkah is forbidden to me. Kunam alai sukkah. You can do that. But you can't say, shivuah, I'm not sitting in the sukkah. No, he mushba ve'omed. And instead of chumrah of neder, I can come along and say, sukkah kunam alai. That you can do. We'll learn it from the scream in the next meeting. But when it comes to shivuah, you cannot say shivuah that I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. That's one chumrah that neder has that shivuah does not have. Let's go the other way now. Homer bin Dim Shalim Yachanu Adzoam Kibishum Hashem Kibishvot. Homer Bishvot. Sheshvot Chalot Adavash Yisbo Mamash Vesheim Bo Mamash. Mashem Kibindarim. Very good. A neder, as we learned earlier, that bet on the Ran, neder can only be hal on an item. Because what does a neder mean? I'm osering the item. You cannot be osir, let's say, a concept. It cannot be a theoretical. It has to be something that is tangible that you're putting your neder on. Mashe'enken a shivu'ah, not going to sleep. You can't say, neder kunam alai, sleep. Sleep is it's not a tangible item. You cannot make such an item. But shivu'ot, when it comes to a shivu'ah, you're able to make it on a tangible and a not tangible. Why?
Because Shivu'ah is on the person. It's always on the person. So I'm saying, Shivu'ah, I am not going to sleep. Good, so it's on me. Shivu'ah, I'm not going to eat this item. It doesn't matter. Shivu'ah could be, you could say a tangible or not, because always you're going on the guy. Mashiach and Nid has got to go on the hefetz. That's a question against Amishnah now. Because Amishnah is discussing the laws of Nidarim. Kunam is a Nidar, right? What did he say? What I speak to you. Speaking is it's not a tangible item. The speech itself, you can't just say speech. You cannot tofes on the speech. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's answer. Amar Yehuda be'omer ye'asir pi lidburi. Where he's asserting his mouth. He's saying the mouthpiece, my mouthpiece should be asur for speech. Therefore he is putting it on a item. What? On his mouth. Yadi lima'asehim. I'm asserting my hands for their work. Raglai lilukhan. So the Gemara says, "Daikaname, Amishnah is meduyeket, like you're learning. Diktani pi midaber imach, velo ketani she'ani midaber imach." Right? If you look at the way he said the ned, he didn't say, "Kunam, what I'm speaking to." He said, "No, kunam, the mouth that I'm speaking." Now the Ran points out, vague it is. It's not automatic, but we have a rule. We have a sefek nedarim lechumrah, and therefore we're going to assume the humrah of the neder, and therefore we're going to make it that he meant to say it's on the mouth. Because that's not a shivuah. He didn't make a shivuah. Kunam is not a shivuah. The Mishnah's language is kunam. So kunam is a neder. So our question was, what do you mean? You can make a neder on speech. Speech is not tangible. So the Gemara says, no, he said kunam pi. He's osetting his mouth for the speech. But the Ran is arguing and saying, but it's still vague. We don't know if he meant that. He says, you're right, we don't know if he meant that. But you know what? Stam nidarim lahmir, and therefore you have a safek, gotta be mahmir. That's the way it concludes. Because if you look at the Ran, see one more before the end of the perek. Be'omer yaser pilit buri, it's the last one. Kelomar, na'asa ke'omer. Deha amar kunam pi. Medaber, mashma de kunam kai adibur. Maybe it's going on the dibur. Umashma nabi de kai ape ilkach. Kivan de stam de darim na'amir amrina de ape kai upiv daba shiz bo mamash. Therefore, we don't know what is going on, but it can be going on the pair. Then we have a room that they have a safek by the darim, you go lahmir. And therefore, we're going to say indeed it's going to be asur hadran, halach, kol kenuye. Now we begin, Bezat Hashem, the second perek of the darim, starting from the first Mishnah, ve'elu mutarim. The following items are not considered neder. The guy says these languages over here, it's nothing. Not hal. Not hal meaning you don't need to absolve it. You don't need to go to a rabbi to try to find a way out of it. It's not hal. Ve'elu mutarim. Hulin she'ochal lecha. That's an easy case. What I'm going to eat to you is considered holin. That's nothing. Holin is mutar to eat. So I didn't know said anything. Mm-hmm. Now we get to the cases. Kebasar hazir. Oh, what's the logic? We learned the rule today. So it's asur. You can only attach an item to davar al nadu, to something that became asur mahmat neder. Basar hazir is asur mahmat atzmo. Ka'avodat kochavim. Avodat kuchavim is like avodat zara. Okay? Avodat kuchavim is an item that's asur b'hana'ah. You're not allowed to have hana'ah, benefit from, let's say, idolatry, a pesil, or something like that. Ke'orot lebubin. Now, orot lebubin is not an item that you worship, but it's an item that is served to the Avodah Zarah. What did they do? The Goyim, they would stick their, puncture a hole in the flesh of the animal by its heart, and they would rip the heart of the animal out when the animal was still alive, and they would bring that as a korban for the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they would serve the Avodah Zarah. It's called Orot Levuvin. The women that shouldn't live. grab the heart out of the animal and serve it. Now, there's a difference between avodah zarah and tekrovet avodah zarah. Just learning about avodah zarah. Avodah zarah itself, that's the item you worship, it's possible to make what's called batala on it. Mm-hmm. Which means a person can mevatil the avodah zarah. You can come along and say, this is shtunyot, this avodah zarah, I don't credence to it. And therefore it's batel, and therefore it's mutab ana again.
Nothing.
Nothing, goy can mevatil it. Mashi'in can tekrovet avodah zarah, you can never be mevatil it. Once already it's designated for a korban, for the avodah zarah, that's asur. That's what the Gemara is giving you two cases. You have the avodat kochavim, which means the guy says this is going to be asur like avodah zarah. That means this is going to be asur like an idol. Second case, this is going to be asur like the korban, like orot levuvin. No good anyway, because these are intrinsically isur items. Next case, if you want to read the ran, you can read the ran in this case. Look at the ran, kebasar hazir kavodah kochavim. See that? כל מיני אסורים קטני, אסורים באכילה כבשר חזיר, ואסורים בהנאה כעבודת כוכבים, ואסורים בהנאה שאין להם בטלה כעורות לבובין, שהיו תקרובת לעבודת כוכבים, שהיו נוקבין העור כנגד הלב, והיו מוציאים אותו כשהוא חי, וחמיר עם עבודת כוכבים. דנאי דעבודת כוכבים איתלה בטלה, תקרובת עבודת כוכבים, אין לה בטלה. You cannot מבטל. Now keep your finger on the run. Let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. כנבלות וטרפות. Okay. Well, טרפות, we know what it is. טרפות is an animal, let's say, that was found, טרף has a blemish in it or something like that. Let's say the lung was defective or something like that. So that animal is called a טרפה. That's intrinsically אסור. So you get, this food over here is like a terefa. You said nothing. Or nivela. Now nivela is worse than a terefa. Because nivela not only is asur, but it also exudes tum'ah. Okay, now I'll continue the ran. Ve'tana namesh asurim ba'akhila bilvad. That's terefa. Ve'yesh bem tum'ah kenivelot. Now the tum'ah ve'nivela, by the way, is the shi'ur of a kezayit. Now I'll continue the Mishnah, one finger on the ran. Kishkasim urmatzim, or you come along and say that this foodstuff is asur like a sheketz or a remetz. Those are the asur eyes of the Torah, the crawly creatures that are tameh. Now that's even worse than a nevela. Why? Ran. V'shetum'atan hamura b'chadasha kishkasim urmatzim. These items not only are tameh, but the tameh in the smallest shi'ud, the size of a lentil. You see, so he hit all the cases. Not only tumat nevela, which is a kezayit, tumat sheketz, washeretz, which is a ketubah kadesh. All different cases. Which each point of the ran is, each case has a different feature to it. Therefore, it's bringing all the cases that what bottom line common denominator, they all asur be'etzim. Next case, kehalat aharon uchtrumato mutar. Same thing. A guy comes along and says, כחלת אהרון וכתרומתו. What's חלת אהרון? חלה. That's the mitzvah, guys, the dough. You got to give a piece of it to אהרון. חלה, again, is intrinsically אסור. או תרומה. תרומה is intrinsically אסור. We ask the question, why is it intrinsically אסור? I thought you have to verbally designate it and say, זרי זו תרומה. So the Ran answered, no. It's אסור בעצם. Because if you're going to say it would only be אסור through your designation, then it would be asur ben to zarim, non-kwanim, and to kwanim itself. From the fact that it's mutal to kwanim and asur to zarim, that must mean that it's asur, meaning from its inception. You still have to designate it, but it's not the designation per se that makes it kodesh. Therefore, it's like an asur be'etzim item. Look at the Iran, read that inside. Kehalat aharon uchtrumato. Sha'afapi shehal isu ayide kriyat shem. Oh, you have to call it a name. Lo mikru davar nadur kwa shkatafti lema'ala. Sha'afal pi shu asu laze mutal laze lo mahmat nidrohu. Share kishifrishan lo piresh. No, when a guy says that is a turumah, if that was what made it asur, be asur to everybody. El vadai mai de asiri lezarim. You know why turumah is asur lezarim? Mahmat isurahu derami rahmana alayu. It's asur because it's asur. It's asur. All the reasons of all these cases we just said, the end must be seen by Mishun Dvarin, she fast with Davar, Hanadur, Velo be Davar, Ha'asuk, and Ita be Gemara. That's the common denominator between all these cases. Now, seemingly this Mishnah is a bit redundant, because the Mishnah starts off Ve'elu Mutarim, and then at the end it says Mutar. So really, what do you need this double language in Mutar, in the beginning in Mutar, at the end of the cases? Well, let's learn the last case of the Mishnah. Then maybe we'll find out why the Mishnah had to, it seems, wanted to box in all these cases that you should know. The cases that we just mentioned above, all of them, without exception, are Mutar. Mutar means when you compare one item to another item, the item is not tofes, the item is Mutar, no problem. All the cases, because there's going to be now an exception. What's the exception? Get about the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'ishto. Guy tells his wife, Hare at alai ki'ima. Guy comes along and says to his wife, you are like to me, like my mother. Which means what? Just like his mother is asura to him. Guy cannot go with his mother, Hasb Shalom. So he's saying, you are to me like my mother. Now, the chaurat, based on what we know now, should be nothing. A mother is not asur to the son, benedir. The mother is asur, be'etzim. So seemingly such a nedir should not be hal at all. But the Mishnah says, potchin lo petach memakom acher. He's got to go to the rabbis, and he's got to find a loophole, which means they have to find him an opening, how to get him out of this vow. Which way, if you would have known, they'd have to give him a whole way to get out of it. Why? Shelo yakel rosho lekach. Because we don't want him to be lenient on these things. What are we talking about? Explanations like this. Really, according to the strict halakha, when the guy says like that to his wife, it's nothing. Technically, tell him nothing. Stay home. You don't got to come to the rabbis. You're done. You didn't say anything because she said, Sud be'esim, your mother? Fine. But you know what the rabbis were concerned about? Rabbis were concerned about this is a common case. It's a common case that people get angry at their wives, and they get makpid on their wives, and they start making vows and stuff like that. We're worried if you're not going to make them go to Beit Din, especially in Amaris, for this case. Well, this case, he really doesn't have to go to Beit Din, because it's nothing. But I'm worried in the case where he's going to osed his wife on a case where it is matfis. And he's going to say, well, they didn't make me go to Beit Din the last time, so probably I don't got to go this time. And now he's putting himself in a dilemma. So for the rabbi, so when it comes to marital cases, make the guy go to Beit Din, even if it's asur be'etzem. Why? Shelo yakes, won't become lenient in these cases over here when he's really supposed to be mahmir. Now let's read this in the Ran. Let's read. Ha'omer l'ishto. See, it's four lines down in the Ran. Ha'omer l'ishto. Hay denakit hare at alay ki'ima. He said, you're like my mother. Right. He didn't have to say Yasu to me like my mother. He could have said Yasu to me like Hazir. Yasu to me like Avodah Zarah. You're just giving an example. Yasu to me like my sister. The reason why I chose this case, Hada di idba. But first he's teaching you that what? Even though you're matfis, still the rabbis demanded to get a betah, you have to go to the rabbi. That's what you're going to see in the Gemara. Not only when you resolve or absolve the neder, the absolving has to come from a different place. What does that mean? Aval en potrino bechabod imo. You can't come and tell him like this. Kelomar, ilu ayita yodea shelo ye kavod imech bekach, lo ayita noder. Which means you can't tell the guy his out is the following out. Listen, if you would have known that this is disrespectful to talk about your mother like that, you don't assume to my mother. Who talks like that? If you would have known that that's a disrespectful language, would you have made the neder? No, Hashem. That you can't give him his way out like that. That's not the way out. The way out has to come from a different angle. De lo temanihi de em potino la adam bechabod abi veemo hani midi benedarim de oraita. Aval hai de leta elam de rabbanan potchim lo kam ashmanan de lo. Which means you would have thought that maybe, and we're going to see why you don't. But he's just telling you that whenever you break the neder of like a mother and a father like this, you don't break the neder from the kavod factor. I would have thought maybe since this is only a sumed rabbanan anyway, this whole thing, maybe you could use the kavod factor. Kam ashmanan, that when you break in the neder, it's got to come from a different angle. We'll see the Gemara why, but that's the second hadush in the Mishnah. Number one, the neder is hal, and number two, when you're breaking it, it's got to come from makom acher. Continue the Ran. V'davka b'madid ishto u'matfis b'dvara asus lichpet mepne shedarko le'esor et ishto mitoch hakpada. It's in the nature of a person to osed his wife when he gets angry. V'isharite b'lo petach ki matfis b'dvara asur. If you're going to let, in this case, we did it b'dvara asur. If you can let him get away with it, atel mishnei na mefilu matfis v'dvara nadur. What's going to happen? He's going to matfis on an item that is hal. Aval sh'al nedarim mitok she'en mitzuyin kol kach lo gazubim v'etzlichim she'ela. V'ayinu nedarim d'resha d'matnitim mutarim legamre. Which means, but the first case is the Mishnah where it's not so common, where a guy comes up and says, this piece of, this bread over is asu like hazir. Right. I'm not going to say, well, go to the rabbi, because you might come along. Those are not so common. So I don't have to make a Gezerah. But in the cases of a wife, where the person usually gets angry and he makes the nedarim, so therefore I'm going to say, you know what, even on matfis v'dvara asur, you need to go to the rabbi in order to absolve it. Now we understand why you need the second mutar. Because the second mutar is coming to long say like this. Now already the Mishnah is divided into two parts. You have a case in the end where you need, even though it's asur, you need to go absolve. So you would have thought that maybe if it didn't say arizim, didn't say mutar after, maybe some of the cases in the resha also need absolving. So therefore it has to come up to all the cases that we just said above, section one, mutar, meaning mutar, the gamma, even for an amares, even for this, without shira. The sefa, the last case of the wife, that's the only case where we're going to be ma'mir, that even though he's matfiz mitvada asur, that he's going to need to go to the rabbi, because of the gezerah that we mentioned. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.